Thanks for staying after close today. And you locked up, right? Okay, good. And close that door too. Because we need to talk, and we need some privacy. No, sit down. Just sit down. So, recently, something's been brought to my attention. Or rather, I discovered something. Now, I'm going to start by saying I'm all for work-life balance. And what you do in your own time, hey, I'm fine with that. But there is something, I don't know, something that I just can't let slide, that I need to bring up because, well, it could affect my reputation. Well, if you listen, we'll get to that. I was browsing the internet in my spare time, achieving some work-life balance of my own. And I came across something that I really enjoyed. Someone I really enjoyed. I just spent, I don't know, hours on their photos, on their videos. And then I realized something. I realized that the person that I'd been enjoying for the last week or so is actually an employee of mine. It's you. Look at you. Don't try to deny it. Oh my gosh, the look on your face, it says enough. And you really couldn't have covered that up? Here, take a look at my phone. You see that? You did a pretty good job in hiding your identity, but all it takes is one mistake. Now look, you know, like I said, what you do in your time, that's your business. But this is my literal business. And we're small. Stuff like that could reflect back on me because you know how people are. Sometimes people are just the worst. And I was thinking, you know, I really almost have to let you go. You've given me no other choice. It's caused me so much stress the last few days, thinking of how I was going to bring it up and thinking of how you put me in this position. There's been so much tension and I've barely been able to sleep. So I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, I could keep you on, but maybe in a different role. Well, I'd keep you on the payroll, but your job would be kind of like a personal assistant or attendant, that is. Oh, well, I mean, there would be errands and things like that. But you'd also be in charge of elements of my well-being. You know, like I said, the last few days, I've just been worn out. I'm so stressed. And in reviewing all of your content, quite honestly, a little pent up, as it were. So if you'd like to stay on, and you know, I heard you talking about how you love working here and really need this job, maybe you could help me out a little bit. So I'm going to take this out. And you're going to see how hard you make me. And if you want to stay on, you'll come around to this side of my desk and you'll get on your knees and you'll take care of me. I'm like the good little slut I know you are. Now think about it. Think about it before you walk out the door. Think of your bills. What would you do? Rent's going to be due soon. Maybe you do need this job. And maybe this arrangement will work out for the both of us. Oh, that's it. That's a very, very good girl. Now get down on your knees between my legs, like I said. Ooh, and I'm just going to kick back in my chair and spread mine apart and just put both of my feet up on my desk. Oh, and look at that cock and look at those balls. Now go ahead. Go ahead and show me how you're going to take care of me. Oh, and that's it. Just look at it. Look at how big and throbbing hard it is. I love that. How you're just thinking of how you're going to service that big aching cock.